Coming up on 43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. You've heard it before, the only thing certain in life, death and taxes. Of the two, taxes are arguably less painful. Although, let's touch base again this time next Tuesday. How about, yeah, you've got until the 17th this year. Death, on the other hand, is one of those things we don't usually have a good countdown clock for, and it can be so unpleasant. Many parents choose not to expose their little ones to the very concept until and unless it's absolutely necessary. Which is why the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz was curious about an unusual funeral happening at a school, where most of those in attendance are children in the second grade.
Welcome, students and parents and babies. Friends, yes, and counselors. Today we are here for the funeral of I Can. And I've heard these
acting as funeral director here is Ron Turan. His main role is second grade teacher. He stands on a hill by a tree, dressed in a black pinstripe suit, with a beige dress shirt and a gray paisley necktie. He says we've gathered together to bury the words, I can't.
I can't read that, it's too hard. I can't do that math problem, it's too hard. I can't find my pencil. I can't tie my shoes. And what you're really saying when you say I can't is I give up. And I never want you to give up.
The children listen attentively. The parents, quizzically. Everyone stands around a hole in the ground big enough for the coffin. Yes, there's a small but very real-looking coffin on the ground, likely the first any of these kids has ever seen. Inside the coffin are papers with the children's deepest fears, everything they fear they can't do.
I don't want you to say this. In fact, after tomorrow, these words are not allowed in our classroom anymore.
What?
I want you to find different ways to...
This is the 25th I Can't funeral Turan has officiated. He's done one every school year he's been teaching.
I'm going to place the coffin with all of our I Can'ts in the grave.
Yay!
Now, the kids are allowed to shovel the dirt back into the hole. But there's a rule.
You'll take three scoops and say, I can do anything. I can do anything. I can do anything. And I want to hear it nice and loud. Next, come on up.
I have one on my... I can do anything.
Yep.
You guys are on this.
I can do...
The kids are iffy at first.
Oh, that's hard.
I can do anything.
Then, they get bolder.
I can do anything.
That's it. Nice.
It's hard to explain why, but most of the grown-ups have tears in their eyes.
I can do anything.
Perhaps the days when we thought we could do anything are gone, but this exercise seems to be sparking hope in the parents' hearts, perhaps even awakening old dreams. So when it's their turn to throw on some dirt, the exercise turns...
Yes, I can do anything!
...cathartic.
I can do anything!
Turan tells the kids there are many things they'll forget in life.
This is one thing that I hope you remember. I want to teach you guys how to set goals and reach goals, but before you even set a goal, you have to know that you can do it. You have to believe in yourself and know that you can do it.
After the funeral, the parents are dismissed and children go back to their classroom. It's time to work on goal posters.
What we're going to make, yours are going to be much larger than mine.
Turan shows the kids his goal poster. It's tattered and yellowed, but the goals he set for himself as a young man are still visible. There's a picture of a baby girl. And he is indeed the father of a girl.
There's even a picture,
of a classroom. He always knew he had a calling to be a teacher.
A big house.
What? He tells the kids. There are some goals he still has to achieve, like riding in a hot air balloon.
But I'm going to get that next month, because there's a hot air balloon festival, and I've signed up to take a ride. This one I haven't achieved yet. I really want to go to outer space.
Now it's the kids' turn to dream up their life goals. As they write these up, I am reminded of a story Turan told me about a kid who attended the funeral many years ago. The student had learning disabilities, but wanted to attend West Point. His parents told him to set a more realistic goal for himself. His response? I buried the words I can't back in second grade with Mr. Turan, and I am not about to unearth them. The kid graduated from West Point and asked Turan to attend his graduation. The kids currently working on their posters are about to learn what I know, that they are the last class who will be inspired by this exercise. Even though Turan loves to teach, he's giving it up at the end of May.
So this will be my last. One of the teachers saw me digging after school and said, "This is your last funeral." I said, "Actually, my own will be my last funeral, but this will be the last one I dig for somebody else."
Before his funeral, Turan wants to achieve another one of his goals. He wants to be a flight instructor. Over the years, he's earned his license to fly and has built up his hours. His final lesson to these kids? There will be times when you have to give up something you love to channel all of your energy on the dreams you have yet to achieve. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.